This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, the hospital and the air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, including our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Now, joining us from the panhandle of Florida, where he's out of the weather temporarily because there's nothing in the Gulf, thank God, it's Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning, Frank. They've been waiting not all night, for 2 hours to do that. Okay, thanks, guys. And by the way, Tampa is all excited and riled up because of what happened last night in Boston with the win, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 19-17, and one of the weirdest games I think I've ever seen as far as weather and fumbles and drop passes and all that stuff. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
You bet.
I pledge allegiance,
To
the flag, of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I want to remind everybody about the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for a second, because if you go over there and take a look at something that I did, and Frank Salvato needs to go over there and look at it, because it involves him. But you'll see a link over there with a logo over there that says undergroundusa.com. And guess what? You click on that and voila, you're on Frank's website.
And it is appreciated like you can't believe.
Well, I finally got a chance to do it, and it took me a while, and I apologize it took me so long, but damn it, I get hung up on these things, and, you know, to monkey around with a website isn't a five-minute deal.
No, it's a full-time gig. So
yep,
I appreciate the effort.
And I do it full-time, sir, just like you do. All right, listen, I want to start out with Joe Biden, because Joe Biden took a trip to the Capitol on Friday, and I don't know what the hell he was thinking he was going to do, but when he left, things were a whole hell of a lot worse for him than they were to begin with.
Yeah, and then the best thing he could have done was to stay out of it. There's infighting that's happening especially in the House, between the very, very far left and the moderate left, if there is such a thing left there. And they need to settle that out themselves. To have Mumbling Joe come in there and try to insert himself in the middle and demand things, I'm sure that they were entertaining his existence there and waiting for him to leave so they could get back to fighting amongst themselves. So, I don't know what he thought he was going to do. going in and trying to strong arm a co-equal branch of government that was feuding amongst themselves, but he didn't do himself any favors.
Mm. By the way, George Godfather saying good morning, so good morning back to George.
Absolutely. Good morning, George.
Yep, and what should be mentioned here was what Biden said, without knowing what he was talking about, proclaimed that the infrastructure bill and the reconciliation bill was going to be linked, something that Nancy Pelosi had already promised would not happen. And the moderates went ballistic. Those are the ones that Biden needed to pass his agenda. And they're furious. And so aren't the members of the progressive agenda, Jay Powell and company. They want the whole enchilada or nothing.
Yeah, and I don't believe that's going to happen.
Because nope.
The moderates in the Democrat Party, and I keep using the word moderates, but they're not really moderates. The whole of the Democrat Party is fairly radical.
Mm-hmm.
The less radical among the Democrat Party do not want to have them linked. And as a matter of fact, they said they're going to take a stand. That unless the infrastructure bill is passed first, they will not vote for the Build Back Better for bill. So, Nancy Pelosi better do some actual politicking, because her strong-arm totalitarian tactic doesn't seem to be working anymore. And if she doesn't watch it, she's going to lose control of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because the radically left wing doesn't care to take marching orders from anybody. And that's what we're seeing in AOC and Jayapal and the squad and everybody else. They're not going along with it anymore.
But yeah.
It's not a bad thing for the people on the right side of the aisle, because while this infighting happens, nothing moves forward, and we don't keep spending money, which at this point is a great thing.
Yeah. And, of course, President Joe Biden's social infrastructure plan is a roadmap to build back broke. That comes from Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, and she's absolutely right. When you look at this thing and dissect it, it's an abomination. Not to mention we don't have the money to do it. We just don't, and that goes against that ridiculous remark that was made late last week, and I can't remember exactly who said it, but it was a Democrat, who said, we can afford anything. We're the government.
Might have been Bernie, because he's been doing a lot of talk about all the money we can spend and we don't have. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Frank Selvot from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. By the way, that total is terrestrial and internet and satellite listeners, because this program does go around the world, and we have an affiliate in India that has a large number of listeners every night, as well as in Germany, plus other places around the planet. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that's just bought a new Nissan. Now, you see, that's because of the fact that Moss Nissan, the word is out. They just can't be beat when it comes to price, customer service, and Moss Care, where you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle, helps out too. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into the Midwest, and as far west away as Phoenix, Arizona. I kid you not. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss. They've got plenty of new and pre-owned vehicles. And by the way, trade-ins right now, folks. Certified pre-owned vehicles are commanding a great resale price. So take advantage. Upgrade your ride now. You might be able to get a vehicle coming off lease that's got a full warranty on it. And take advantage of that. Those vehicles are well broken in, well taken care of, and you just never know. So, don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the planet right now. And they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal taken care of for them. Now, Moss Nissan has locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon, up there in Brooksville, Florida. Check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, when you tell them that, that's going to get you some extra savings. You got to tell them when you walk in the door. Okay, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com is with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
You know something? We were talking off the air, and I was having a discussion with one of my guests and a week ago. And my guest says to me, "He goes, you know, I've been with you for 20 years. And I said, yep, that's a long time. I'll bet I've been with you longer than anybody. I said, no, I've actually got somebody who's been with me 21 years, and I'm talking to him right now, Frank Salvato.
Yeah, it's been a good ride, man.
Well, we are brothers of the badge, and that's what it's all about. You and I walk the walk, talk the talk, and I don't need to explain it.
Nope, not at all. And anybody who understands what Brothers of the Badge is,
yep,
gets it.
Yep. Now, wait till you hear this one. According to a brand new peer-reviewed study accepted by the European Journal of Immunology, your immunity after having had COVID sticks around for a year in most healthy people.
Yeah, and that's at least a year.
Yeah.
And that comes out in a tandem study that says that after you get the second vaccination shot,
mm-hmm,
that it starts to wane after 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we were talking about the need, the absolute need to achieve herd immunity.
Yep.
To allow healthy people to be exposed to the virus, to build up those antibodies and those immunities so it could take over. And we were right the entire time.
You betcha.
Every step that the government took, from mandating that the initial tests only be done by the CDC,
mm-hmm,
and their testing framework, to the masks, to the lockdowns, to the destruction of our economy, every single time that anything involved with central planning was done in this event, it has been the wrong choice.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got that little dweeb Dr. Fauci trying to rattle the saber about, well, maybe you can get together for Christmas.
Yeah, what a dork.
I'll tell you what.
What a dork.
People are just going to do it.
You bet.
They are done listening to a failure of an administration,
mm-hmm,
mandate another failing policy to achieve nothing.
I know you haven't been watching the games, but just think about this for a minute. We've had, I guess, maybe 5 or 6 weeks of football stadiums and baseball stadiums and whatnot full of people, right?
Yeah.
Hey, where's the spike at?
Yeah, you're not seeing them because another study that came out about a month and a half ago determined that over 80% of the people, 80% of the population in the United States had some form of immunity already going for them.
Yep.
So why states still have mask mandates, why they're still in semi sequester mode, it is all political, all for power, all for show.
Yep.
And it really is time that the people say enough is enough, push back, and refuse, absolutely refuse, to conform to anything that these people say about you not going back to your normal life.
Yep.
Is coronavirus bad? If you catch it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty bad flu. Have some people died? Yes, they have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mostly people who are in the vulnerable category.
Mm-hmm.
But healthy people and younger people should be able to go about their lives the way they would normally without people like Pritzker in Illinois mandating masks in public again because he's like Mr. Snowflake Man. I mean, enough. We've got to get back to good before the rest of the world passes up. Singapore lifted everything. Japan lifted everything.
Yep.
Sweden lifted everything. Denmark lifted everything.
Yep.
Enough already.
Now, here's the other thing when everybody talks about all that sort of stuff. And not on my watch are they going to cancel Christmas. Sorry, it isn't going to happen. So somewhere else. But Fauci needs to be fired. He's beyond being relevant anymore. Because we know he's got money in Pfizer. We know that's why he's been pushing that. We know Nancy Pelosi and her husband do. We've heard of other political figures as well. I mean, these people need to put up or shut up. And they're not, there's no more science anymore. It's all about the money. It's all about the money.
Oh, it's all about money and it's all about power. It's about them being able to do it. Fauci's credibility is shot. Mm-hmm. He might as well just retire and go away before he ends up getting indicted for something.
Because
this guy, so do I.
Yep.
So do I. I hope they open up an investigation into him and dig really, really deep, especially into this, what he was doing over in Wuhan. And I would like to see him actually prosecuted for lying to Congress.
Yep.
For a change.
Yep.
You know, it seems like you can go before Congress now in a committee and lie and tell whatever kind of bizarre fictional story you want to, and there's no penalty for it. Let's make an example of this little elf jerk face.
Or you can stand up there as a White House press secretary and lie to the people and just use some fancy word like reservations or hesitation or whatever she did to qualify her answer, which was a damn lie.
No, we've moved away from the White House press office being about telling the people about what the White House is actually doing to having full-time, hyper supercharged spin doctor coming out to spin information to their favor every single minute of the day. With social media, she shouldn't have a gig anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They should just go out and put things out during social media. The White House press corps shouldn't exist either.
Now
just
we
go ahead and cover it. Everything's on a tweet anyway.
Now, I had a direct message from a listener in Charlotte a little while ago saying, did you hear that your boy Brian was up here walking around the woods with some of our people? Yeah, I did hear that because a hiker says that he has no doubt that over the weekend he talked to Brian Laundrie in the North Carolina mountains on a hiking trail.
Well, if he's on foot, he's made some good time coming from Sarasota up to North Carolina. Unless he had some help.
I think he had help.
You know, but one thing is for sure, I mean, this has become a commentary on the potency of the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you've got celebrity bounty hunters finding tips out that the FBI couldn't find out, that's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, but this time, Dog said he was going to act on a tip in North Carolina. Actually, the tip that he got came from the FBI. So I don't know if they told him or what they did, but whatever.
In this day of facial recognition,
mm-hmm.
and hunting cameras especially, and trail cameras along the trails, if you can't find this guy, and he may be a hiker, he may be a city hiker, but he's not a country hiker.
Right. Okay, you're going to stick around for an extra segment, so hang on, folks. I'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things he does.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There's been a large oil spill off the Southern California coast in the area of Huntington Beach in what local officials called an environmental catastrophe. An estimated 126,000 gallons or 3,000 barrels had spread in oil slick covering 13 square miles of the Pacific Ocean since it was first reported on Saturday morning. Huntington Beach Mayor Kim Carr.
Our wetlands are being degraded and portions of our coastline are now covered in oil. I want to reassure everyone that the overall cleanup effort is being expertly coordinated right now.
Carr said the oil rig was operated by Beta Offshore, a California subsidiary of Houston-based Amplify Energy Corporation, and they were assisting in the cleanup efforts. The Supreme Court will be busy starting Monday as a new term begins. Some of the issues to be addressed, abortion, gun rights, and school vouchers, to mention a few. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we're going to do it again with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check out everything he has to offer. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, that's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. And I really appreciate being able to tell you about them because their product has worked for me for over 6 years. Now, I first heard about this the same way everybody else did on the radio. And it's become part of my integrated health plan that I take twice a day. I take it once when I get up in the daytime, which cuts the edge on the pain that I wake up in and the discomfort. And it keeps me comfortable at night because I'll take it about midnight or thereabouts before I start my show. And it'll keep the swelling down, the inflammation that I have with my left leg, ankle, and foot. And it will also go to any other pain that I've got and eliminate it because that's what it does. Now, it's all natural. The ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, lycarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. That makes it 100% drug-free, and that's a good thing. And, of course, with the 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. Now, it supports healthy joints and muscles. It also helps with the healing process. And you get it all started for $19.95. Now, all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain.
relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, because after all, what do you got to lose but pain, right? Okay, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, is back with us. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, the Chinese have been harassing Taiwan for weeks, and over the past few days, they've flown 93 military sorties near Taiwan over their airspace, or not their airspace, sorry, over their warning area, where they've had to scramble their planes to see what, you know, to go after them and chase them out of the area and all that stuff. But it's certainly, to say it's a provocative military activity is the understatement of the year.
Oh, absolutely. They encroached upon Defense Zone 1, they call it.
Right.
And it was blatant and it was massive. The Taiwanese government has said they're on a war footing.
Yep.
Because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not the only country. Australia's made statements that says that they're preparing for a conflict with China because of their aggressive nature.
Mm-hmm.
And the Indian government is looking at them with a wary eye.
Mm-hmm.
Over last week, they had over 100 Chinese troops do an incursion into Indian sovereign territory and destroy a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Before retreating. So China is being very aggressive militarily, not only towards Taiwan, but they're saber-rattling towards Australia, and they're saber-rattling towards India. And India's nothing, you know, nothing. They've got a billion people just like China.
Yeah.
That conflict could be very, very huge in the beginning of something very, very bad.
Yeah, and let's not forget the fact that we've got Japan that's very nervous, too.
Yeah, so you know we've got a arguably weak leader in the White House. You've got Putin who's kind of sitting back and watching this, and whenever he's asked, he says, "Well, China, there's nothing wrong with China."
Mm-hmm.
You know, so who's going to push back? Who's going to push back on China? You know, the Biden administration's not going to do it. They're in bed with China.
Right.
And you know, people, you know, the Democrats will say, that's not true. My Lord, we documented everything that he and his family and his compadres have done with China to enrich themselves for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Before the election. And nobody wanted to listen because orange man bad.
Right. And by the way, Go ahead.
So wait, he's not going to push back against China. So right now, not only is China running roughshod over the economy, And you've got the people of the World Economic Forum even wanting to embrace their economic model for the world.
Mm-hmm.
You've got them saber-rattling physically to sovereign nations, and no one has the strength to push back because America's asleep at the switch.
Yeah, and Biden's not going to do anything. He's literally owned by the Chinese.
No.
Yep, not going to do a thing. All right, well, we've got Ian on the line here. Let's see. Ian, if you got a question, go ahead and ask it. Otherwise, what's on your mind?
I'm just going to say he's nailing it with his analysis of what's going on with Taiwan.
Sure.
They're going to throw Taiwan to the wolves because the people that rule us are sympatico ideologically with the communists in China. They won't admit it, but they are. So Frank nailed it. But what I wanted to say is, I told you so. If we didn't have communists in our government after World War II, that aided the communists in China and short-tripped Chiang Kai-shek and the nationalists, and we had a second chance to correct that problem. If we'd have let MacArthur go all the way across the Yalu because the nationalists and the other Asians around there volunteered, we could have ended this problem 71 years ago, but mm-hmm. we didn't. Mm-hmm. You reap what you sow.
Yep, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, now, I think Ian's been calling the program for about 5 or 6 years, Frank. How long have you and I been talking about this?
Oh, we were talking about China before Obama.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
China, I know. So probably China, 15 years ago or thereabouts, something like that.
China's been a budding problem before Z. You know, now this guy, he's changed the constitution over there. To be a lifetime leader, he kind of took a page out of Putin's book,
mm-hmm.
and he's going for it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've allowed them to get away with their economic policies. We've allowed them to manipulate currency. Mm-hmm. For decades, we allowed that to happen. We allowed them stealing intellectual property for decades,
mm-hmm.
not doing anything about it until Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Now,
you know, and now we're just giving it all back to them. And they are making a global move for a global dominance to replace the United States at the top of the heap. And right now, you've got somebody in the White House mm-hmm. who would probably shake their hand as they take the baton from them.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to put your political hat on for a second here, because we're going to go a little political here with something. Couple of questions. First of all, who had the SIV information when they were in Kabul at the airport? Who was the agency, U.S. agency, that had that to begin with?
No, it would probably have to be the State Department and the Pentagon.
It was the State Department and USAID had that stuff to begin with, that information. And then they gave the need-to-know information to the Pentagon. Now, that being said, was it our State Department's fault for what happened in Kabul?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. How about little Mr. Blinken, who got blown away by the Chinese at his first meeting? This was kind of an indirect meeting number two, and the Talibans, who don't get along with anybody except themselves, blew Blinken and company away with their, let's see, Takiya?
Al-Takiya, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, then this is, the State Department is out of its league here.
Yep.
You know, the foreign policy of the, well, I was going to say the foreign policy of the Biden administration, but it's really the foreign policy of Obama 2.0.
Right.
Is continuing what it did before. It's giving everything to the hostiles in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
They emboldened Iran when Obama was in office, and now Biden's in here with the same puppet masters that were pulling Obama's strings,
mm-hmm.
and we gave Afghanistan back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have somebody who's getting de-slapped all over the globe in Blinken, mm-hmm. whether it's the Chinese or the Afghanistan or the Afghans, you know. When is the last time you had your major ally in Great Britain condemn a sitting president because of the policies coming out of the State Department?
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
You had Tony Blair call the president of the United States. And granted, Tony Blair is a former prime minister, but he still holds weight on the world stage. You have Tony Blair calling Biden an imbecile to the papers.
Mm-hmm. And finally, speaking of imbeciles, NASCAR TV was doing a live interview with a driver on Saturday, and the female reporter that was doing the interview on the racetrack was serenaded by the chorus of F. Joe Biden coming across, and she tried her best to try to say, no, they're not saying that, and the driver tried to help along, but guess what? They did, and according to Eric up there in the Bible Belt in Tennessee, they got F. Joe Biden stickers on a lot of the cars for the people that go to church every Sunday.
Yeah, there's flags down here. It's happening,
yep.
And it's growing.
Frank, I look forward to talking to you on Friday. Thanks for sticking around.
Absolutely. Stay low, my friend.
Okay, that's our good friend Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check out everything he has to offer. UndergroundUSA.com. Patrick Kylan coming up.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Final segment of the program. My conversations with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland, coming right up after we tell you that Patrick Hyland does a little something called Medicare. He sells the insurance for that, and here's what he does.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And by the way, before I get started, I got to tell everybody, I-275 southbound Gandy Boulevard, I-275 southbound Gandy Boulevard in a construction, big-time accident there. It's got some lanes tied up. You're going to have a delay going over the bridge, so take an alternate route if you can, but I-275 southbound. Southbound is going to be delayed right there at Gandy Boulevard. They're cleaning up a wreck that's there. I believe it's to the left side is what it looked like, although I did see some vehicles on the right side a minute ago here when they showed it on television. Okay, Patrick Kyle, Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Beautiful morning it is. So, great game last night. We'll get everybody up to date.
Yes, indeed it was. Yes, indeed. Okay, go ahead.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers win 19-17 over the New England Patriots. Tom Brady makes his homecoming resurgence and plays very well. Weather was terrible, Captain.
Yeah.
And they almost lost the game. Nick Folk, in that rainy weather, hit a 56-yarder. And I mean, he got all of it. And they hit the crossbar.
Boink.
It almost dinged in, but it dinged out.
Boink.
And, you know, there you go. Justin Tucker boinked one from 66 yards, you know, last week. Hit the bar and went in. So it's funny how things like that work out. But then we'll go to the 4 o'clock games, and you had Green Bay beating Pittsburgh 27-17. Green Bay, they look solid. They had that one crazy game to start the year against New Orleans.
It's all it takes.
Now they've been playing great, so give them credit. And then Denver got beat by Baltimore. Baltimore looks good also. Lamar Jackson went very well for the Baltimore Ravens. Drew Locke just seems to still trying to get to learn the game in the pro level. We'll see if he ever matures to become the Denver Broncos starting quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater didn't play that much in that game, so very interesting there. Seattle and San Francisco, very excellent, exciting football game. Seattle won 28-21. No real superstars in that game, just everybody played pretty solid for the fantasy football owners out there. Debo Samuel had 156 yards receiving, which is pretty impressive, Captain. So then you also will go to the L.A. Rams. Got really beat thoroughly by the Arizona Cardinals. Beat the Bucks last week.
Yeah, where were they last week, right? Oh, well.
Yeah, man. They didn't even look like the same team. It's amazing. But when you're the Super Bowl champions, you have that target on your chest. So everybody's getting ready for you to come to town or come to your town and give you everything they have. So there is something to be said for that.
So you're telling me that they gave it all last week and didn't have any to give this week. Is that what you're telling me?
It seems that way, Kev. Yeah, it sure seems that way. Because, I mean, they scored 13 points in the first half and only 7 in the second half. Not a stellar game, to say the least. So then the game that we all thought would be exciting, and it was the Kansas City Chiefs against the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot of scoring. Kansas City wins 42-30. Just talking about New Orleans, they did get beat by the New York Football Giants, as they say, Captain.
Yeah.
27-21. I thought New Orleans was going to be a little bit better this year, but I don't know. And we'll see if they come around. And then the New York Jets won 27-24 over the Tennessee Titans in overtime. So the Jets get their victory for the year, and the Giants win. So the people up in New Jersey and New York are very happy. And then in upstate New York, Captain, the Buffalo Bills shut out the Houston Texans 40-0.
That's what I heard.
That's just trouncing in the National Football League.
And look who they play this week.
The Bills again. They look good this year. Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Singletary, and Moss running the ball. It's going to be interesting to see how they're going to do the whole rest of the year. And Chicago gets on the winning route, 24-14 over Detroit. But Detroit is very, very rough this year, Kevin.
Now that explains why Ken is strutting around here, right?
He's happy. Ken's happy now. He was up in Chicago, so he enjoys his Bears and Cubs. White Sox look good. You know, talking baseball, getting the baseball here in a minute. I mean, we only have a couple minutes, but that pretty much updates everything. Dallas won 36-28 over Carolina, to let everybody know. And, last but not least, Washington, Atlanta, high scoring game. Washington won 34-30. And the Miami Dolphins fell to the Indianapolis Colts. So if you get a quarterback there that can really make the team happen, it's going to be a Tampa Bay Rays
set a milestone over the weekend by winning their 100th game. They just couldn't win the 101st game, but they did set a record.
Yes, they did very well. 100 games. The Rays are in the playoffs. And,
so are the Yankees, right?
Yeah. I'm like looking for, yeah, the Yankees won 1-0 yesterday, which is pretty impressive.
Yep.
So it's going to, you know, be interesting to see how they do overall in the baseball playoffs this year, to say the least. So I will see if the White Sox, the Astros, the Yankees, Red Sox, Rays, Dodgers seem to have it made. You know, Milwaukee's, a lot of Wisconsin fans listen to your show, Captain, and the Milwaukee Brewers are looking good. So people up in Wisconsin and Green Bay and Milwaukee and Madison, they're going to be real happy to see if the Brewers can do something. And the Braves, on their division again, they've had a lot of injuries. So hats off to the Atlanta Braves. A lot of people in Florida are Atlanta Braves fans because that's all Florida had for a lot of years. The only team to root the closest to you.
Edoki, we got to let you go. We'll catch you on.
Take care, Cap. God bless everybody, and I'll talk to you Friday. Thank you.
You betcha. Okay, Patrick Hyland, and check him out. See all the different things that he does. He's got a Facebook page, by the way, the Sports Zone, and also Patrick Hyland is his personal page. Go over there, send him a message that way if you want to communicate with him and see what it is he can do to help you out. Now, this portion of the program, the home stretch, is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down in Sarasota. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will, in fact, offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by the store and see Jill and the gang in the store. And if you want to call them, you can call them at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. They're good people. They know what they're doing, and they do it right the first time, every time. And I highly recommend them. They've been in business a long time. Great people. Jill and the gang down there. Well, briefly, politicians are breathing a sigh of relief right now up in Gainesville because our governor, Ron DeSantis, was about ready to step in and hit them up with a big old fine because they were demanding a vaccinations on the public employees, all of them, get the vaccine or lose your jobs. And the governor promised that that wasn't going to happen in the state of Florida. Guess what? The city of Gainesville did an about-face. They reversed their illegal mandate in a massive victory for the jobs of our first responders and for individual freedom. And kudos to Governor Sanders for sticking up and standing up for the principles that he said he was going to begin with. We have the best governor here in Florida, better than any other state in the country. And you can't have him because he's with us. All right. I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget, this program is all about we the people. They work for us, we don't work for them. We the people. Stay low, stay out of trouble, and God bless.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.